learn how to build your faith on God's Word, and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
I never expected it. She looks so gentle. I didn't know she would be the stricter parent. Praise God. These games are interesting. That's how you know people. Looks can be deceitful. Hallelujah. Did you see the carnality of the choir today? There are two carnal. If you want to join my WhatsApp group, I'm not coming to this church again, WhatsApp group. Let me see your hand. This church is too carnal. I'm not coming again. We have formed a WhatsApp group. I'm the admin. Me too, I'm not even coming again. They are too carnal for me. My salvation is precious. But you know what? If you're in that group, let's not leave this church yet. They need us. We need to help them to be spiritual. So let's not leave, Abby. So if you're here, you were angry today, don't be angry. We are going to change them. Hallelujah. But you see, a church is a family, and in your house, it's not only word of God you eat every day. You must be able to play in your house. And this is the Love Weekend worldwide. So we're using that opportunity to also talk a bit about love. Hallelujah. By the way, I missed everybody. I missed the house. It's good to be back. It's good to be back. For all those that miss me, I miss you. For those that didn't miss me, I still miss you. For those that don't like me, you thought I won't come back, but I'm back. Hallelujah. It's good to be back in church. Glory to God. I mean, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. All right, today we're talking about relationship goals. Relationship goals. And one of the things we're seeing is that there's only one couple in the Bible that is the best relationship goals as far as I'm concerned. Most other couples, there was Caleb somewhere along the line. But this particular couple, for me, they are like the best relationship goals. And we started looking at them from the first service. But before I go on, let me lay the foundation. Listen, guys. Marriage is so important to God. God sees marriage as his best weapon for changing the world, as his best tool for changing the world. And unfortunately, we as humans, we have not yet started seeing marriage like that. For us, we just see marriage as a quick fix to some of our own problems. But God sees marriage as the way to transform and mold this world. That's why the first thing God made Adam to be was a husband and a father. He did not make Adam a principal. If God felt education would change his world, he should have made Adam a principal. But instead, he made Adam a father and a husband. Because God knows that families will change the world. Families. All the problems we are facing came out of a family. Every armed robber came out of a family. Every terrorist came out of a family. Every prostitute came out of a family. It's when the family unit breaks down that the society suffers. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? I need you to start seeing marriage the way God sees it. It's not just a union. For him, it's the tool that will change this world. He didn't make Adam a prime minister or a president. It's not government that will change this world. He didn't make Adam a principal or a VC. It's not education that will change this world. He didn't even make Adam a pastor. He made Adam a father and a husband. Many people think that church is stronger than family. No, family is supposed to be stronger. It's just the reason why church is overburdened with a lot of work is because families are failing. A lot of the work we are doing in church is a job that should have been done in the family. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? In fact, the way the Bible says in the book of Timothy, he said for somebody to be a bishop, he must first be running his home well. I thought it's the other way around, that if he wants to be a husband, he should first be a bishop. No, God said no. He has to first be running his family well before we can make him a bishop. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So God placed family above church because he wants the real change to take place in families. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons we are suffering is because people don't pay attention to marriage. As in, when I mean to marriage, I mean to learning. We pay attention to the paparazzi of it. I was watching on CNN yesterday night. They were showing event planners and wedding in Nigeria. People spend so much on the paparazzi of the wedding that has no impact on the marriage. Your wedding is not your marriage. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? In fact, I dealt with that in this book. Because we're talking about knowledge. We shouldn't be surprised. You see a successful engineer, successful lawyer, successful doctor, but he has an unsuccessful marriage. Why? He has spent 7 years studying engineering, 7 years studying medicine, 7 years studying law, but 0 years studying marriage. So he's successful in his career, but unsuccessful in marriage because he has not studied. So today, those of you that are in this church and you've not bought these books, I travel around the world to teach on marriage, around the world. People rush these books, they rush us. There's nowhere, airports, anywhere. People say they know me, they watch my videos. They're members of my church. That you can't be in this church and now your marriage now fail. It's not a good testimony for us, all of us. Praise God. So the first book I want to talk about is When Am I Ready? I can't find When Am I Ready here. Okay, it's here, sorry. It's here. So in this book, I began to say there's a difference between your marriage and your wedding. Many Nigerians, Nigerian wedding. I didn't even know that now many people have be pre-party, party, then after party. Most weddings now have after party. I didn't know. And many of these marriages, go and check it 5 years after. So they are ready to spend millions in the party, but nobody is spending money in learning about marriage. We are very quick to spend on wedding gown, spend on wedding suits, but we are not spending knowledge. So we have successful engineers that is unsuccessful in marriage because he has spent 7 years studying engineering, 0 years studying marriage. If you're a member of church and you don't have these books, you don't read them, you don't invest in them, you're not doing right. So this is the first book I want to talk about today. When am I ready? When am I ready? Your wedding is not your marriage. The wedding is for a few hours. The marriage is for life. The wedding is for people. The marriage is for two of you. The wedding is a ceremony. The marriage is a covenant. When am I ready? Are you ready for marriage? This is the first book I want to recommend here today. If you're a single person, you must get this book. Are you whole? Are you whole? Are you complete? Are you properly single? You have to be properly single before you can be properly married. I'll say that again. I said you have to be properly single before you can be what? Properly. Some people are not single. Single means to be whole. W-H-O-L-E. Whole. Complete. All in one. Separated. Singled out. To be single is not a crime. Jesus was single. Some of you, the purpose you have in life, you don't even need to marry quickly. You don't even need to marry at all. Some people, it's a calling. I know it's strange because everybody's the person that has married and now divorced, is he not single? He's single now. Some of you, it's better to stay calm. Let God do things with time. God's timing is always the best. Don't be pressured. It's society pressuring us. Jesus was never pressured to marry. Imagine if Jesus married. He was going to die at 33. Who will he marry? Which one will you tell, I'm going to die next week? And she will let you go out today. You will die where? You're not dying, no. Please don't say that again. God forbid bad thing. I'll go and call your parents. Your son wants to die, you. His purpose wouldn't have allowed him to marry. If pressure, society pressure still gets to you, you are not yet properly single. This Valentine period, you are depressed. Why? Say, everybody is posting their picture. Everybody's in love. If what's going on in society still pressures you, then you are not yet properly single. You are not yet whole. Because in life, you will always see things happening in other people's life that is not happening in your life. If you let that start pressuring you, you put yourself in trouble. You must be properly single. Some of you are single on your status, but your private part is engaged. You have to be properly single. Properly. Because you are praying, but in heaven, it's showing that there's activity. I say, Lord, I'm single. They say, no, this thing is showing heavy activity going on. Heavy. No vacancy. Occupied. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? When you enter bathroom or toilet, when it's occupied, when you clock the door, it shows occupied outside, Abby. So if that's your status in the spirit. Occupied. You are saying you are single, but this thing is showing occupied. Are you ready? So that's the first book I want every single to get. It talks about you being whole. You being healed. You can't let Valentine fever catch you because everybody's in love. You are now shivering. You are not neglected. You are not in love. You are not ignored. God loves you. You love you. Take yourself out on Valentine's Day. Are you here? Somebody say, nobody took me out. Your leg, they pay you. Take yourself out.
Are you here, somebody?
So ask your neighbor, are you ready? So that's what I dealt with in this book. If you don't have this book, please get it. I want to give somebody this book. Who is single? Are you single, sweetheart? Come. Praise God. Now, if you are not ready, it will pressure you into entering relationships for the wrong reason. And that brings me to my second book I want to talk about. 25 wrong reasons people enter relationships. When some people are going to enter a relationship just because of Valentine. Because they are lonely this Valentine period. You are not yet separated if what's going on around you is getting to you. Even unemployed people are not this depressed on Workers' Day. You can't let what's going on affect you. Everybody's dating. So what? Your timing with God is very unique. Your destiny in God is very unique. Don't let anybody pressure you, sir. So one of the reasons here is even parental pressure. Another wrong reason here is loneliness. I listed 25. You need to allow these points go through you and make sure you're not marrying for the wrong reason. Some are marrying for financial security. You're marrying just for money. Is money your man? I've seen one of my sons came to me many years ago. He said, Pastor, I'm getting married. I know this boy. He's a young boy. We have not talked about marriage before. How can you just come now and say, I said, what happened? He said, there's this girl that I've been toasting him since they were in secondary school. But he refused to answer her. But now she called him. This was many years ago. So she called him that she just made 1 million naira. That time 1 million was more than 1 million now. He said if he can confirm that he really, this is a true life story, that if he can confirm that she really has 1 million, he will marry her. I say, honoring the wedding, we finish this 1 million. So you are making a permanent decision because of a temporary breakthrough. What will happen after you? By the time you plan wedding, rent house, your 1 million will finish. There are wrong reasons. You see, and reading a book like this will help you censor your own motive. It's like reading the Bible. The Bible is the only book that when you are reading it, it's also reading you. To help you check your motive. So I want to give this book out to someone. 25 wrong reasons people enter a relationship. See, it's outside for sale there. And if you're here, you're praying, may then give me one. You have missed the whole point. Go and buy the books. It's outside there. Help yourself. I also discovered that a lot of single people don't know who to marry. They ask one fine girl one day. You know the person. They ask one fine girl, one very pretty girl. They say, who do you want to marry? Which kind of person you want to marry? She said, I want a guy that is very tall, handsome. And there are many tall, handsome arm robber. Do you know that really, genuinely, many single people don't really know the characteristics to look out for? This is why you have many failed marriages. There are things to look out for. I listed 10 of them here. Who should I marry? There are 10 C's. 10 C's. The person must be in Christ if you're a believer. Secondly, the person's character matters. It's not everybody that comes to church that has character. A church is a hospital. Some are responding to treatment. Some are not responding. So they might be in church, but they are not in Christ. I met him in church. It doesn't mean anything, no? Check if he has the Christian character, the Christ-like character. Somebody get what I'm saying? He can be a worker self, and the Holy Ghost is not working in him. So I listed 10 things. There are 10 C's. Who will I give this one to? Let me come this way. Lady in stripe, come. Yes, in stripe, come. Come quick now. Who should I marry? Praise God. Yeah, are you single? Yes. She's single. So let me talk to you. What's your name? Don't know your name. Talk here. Olateju. No, I don't need your surname and your address. Just first thing. Olateju, okay. All right, so listen, ladies, if a guy is interested in you, there are 7 questions wise women should ask. A lot of women don't know. Because women enter relationship emotionally, men enter transactionally. Like that guy I told you about now, when he saw 1 million, his love changed. Men marry transactionally, but women marry emotionally. So sometimes women fall in love with for no reason. You want to marry this guy? Yes, I love him. Why? What do you love? I just love him. I asked one of my daughters that I was in love. I said, you love him? I said, which work does he do? He said, he has left his job. I said, what's he doing now? He's slightly confused. I said, what was his former job? I don't know. You never see a man make such gamble. A man needs to know you are going somewhere with your life. So men marry transactionally, women marry emotionally. So for women, I wrote this book for you, 7 questions wise women ask. If you're a wise woman here, you don't have this book, there's a problem. There's issue. Wise women. So there are 7 questions you should ask. You won't ask it like interrogation. No? You these are things you must confirm in your own heart about this guy. You ask it like gist. One of the questions is, when? You want to marry me, when? Because a man can keep forever. I say one guy dated one lady for 10 years and didn't marry her. That one left. She dated another one for under 10 years and still didn't marry her. May you not enter one chance. So there are 7 questions to ask. That if you don't confirm these questions, you don't go ahead. 7 questions wise women ask. I need somebody on this line that I can give it to. Come. These books are outside. Go and buy. It's not about dashing. Go and buy. If you're a man, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Men, there are 7 qualities wise men want. As a man, one day I was with my wife. We're out of the country. And she was helping me arrange our bag. We're going to travel. And she's better at packing. She was packing. And I saw the way she was packing everything, organizing everything. I just said, hey, baby. I told her, come and kiss me. And she didn't know why. She thought I was crazy. I wanted to kiss myself, but I can't kiss myself, so I need somebody to kiss me. She said, why? He said, because see the kind of wife who I find. That's a big fine wife. So I wanted to kiss myself. I wanted to appreciate myself. So that's a big fine wife. See, there are qualities to look out for. I've not had one day of stress with this woman. Not one day of stress. In fact, the way she loves me, I dey fear self. Not one day of stress. I mean, she's such a blessing. That's why you need to know the qualities to look out for. I see some men open their 2 eyes and marry a woman that doesn't hear a word. And I be saying, Pastor, come and talk to her. No. You don't say her earring. Now, her ear, not just for earring. You know they hear. So there are 7 qualities wise men want. If you're a wise man here, you're single, you must have these things. They will bless you. Which single man will I give? Are you single? Come. Come and take. 7 qualities wise men want. All right. This one, our classic one, me and my wife, is A to Z. It's our best-selling book, A to Z of Marriage. This one is for both single and married. The first thing, when you go to school, what's the first thing they teach you? Alphabet, A to Z. Because we can't teach you anything further until you first know even how to spell. So me and my wife did A to Z of marriage. We thought, because we discovered that when you tell a man, love a woman, or tell a woman, love a man, it's too vague. What does it mean? If I say, love a woman, what? How do you do it? It's too vague. So we broke it into actionable, practical steps in alphabetical order. What love means to a man and what love means to a woman. So me, I taught the women how to love a man in alphabetical order. My wife taught the men how to love a woman in alphabetical order. So in the first service, I taught them what A was. In this service, let me teach you... I don't have time. R. So I taught the women, or we taught the women, that men like respect. R for men is respect. Men love respect. Men were created to be respected. A man is built with ego. When you respect him, and throughout the Bible, that's why you notice that the only thing God kept telling women in Ephesians is submit to your husband. Respect your husband. Respect him. Because he knows that's the key to turning a man to do anything you want to do for him. There's a woman called Abigail in the Bible. I call her the unforgettable woman. David met this woman. David was going to kill the woman's husband. The woman ran to meet David on the road. She knelt down and talked to David. And in one conversation, she called David Lord about 10 times. One conversation. David never forgot that woman because of her respect. She called David Lord about 10 times. One conversation. And she knelt down to talk to him. The moment her husband died, David went to marry her. David had a wife before, but I had never seen that kind of respect. He went to marry this one, even though she was already married. There's some women that are so unforgettable. They can marry 10 times in their lifetime. People go see they marry them. Meanwhile, some single girl self, nobody has married. But this one, she has married. She has finished. Another person take over. The moment her husband died, David ran to... David has never been respected like that before. Men like respect. So that's R. I taught women. So when they say love a man, every time I'm counseling a couple, all the man says is that she doesn't respect. He qualifies every issue in their marriage to respect. That's how he sees it. Everything. If you ask him what's the problem, she doesn't respect me. That's the only thing he knows. If your food is not good, it's because you don't respect me. Do you understand? So we taught this in Africa order. So R. So for R for, I taught men, R for women is romance. Women like romance. You must learn to be romantic. You can't marry a woman and not be romantic. Go put the extra mile, put some effort in making her happy. See, romance doesn't cost money. Romance means doing the simple things in a special way. Just putting effort into your delivery. So I remember the first phone I bought for my wife. You know, they're talking about being romantic.
The first phone I bought for my wife, we're just dating then. When a proper courtship relationship, she was in, doing her master's in Unilag. You know, I didn't have money. I was just a young guy. You know, I could barely just survive. And she wanted a new, needed a new phone. She didn't ask me to buy for her. She just needed a new phone. And I felt I should help, I should buy. Now, I couldn't afford a brand new phone. I couldn't even afford a fairly used phone. I could only afford an unfairly used phone. Unfairly used phone. You know those phones that you buy phone separate? Buy charger separate. Buy manual separate. Now those kind of phone. The charger and this, they didn't come together. They are different charger. Some of the phones self, the number this have started peeling off. I'm serious. That's what I could afford. Listen, men, you need to understand that with women, many men, they go and meet a woman and say, manage me, oh, no money. Don't talk like that. She already knows you don't have money. What you should be talking, if your present is not pleasant, talk about your future. Somebody hear what I said. Give her an idea of how the future will look. Don't come and say, manage me. See this phone. Unfairly used. You know, manage them. No. No, women don't like that. Women live in a world of fantasy. Don't bring them back to reality. You hear somebody? So you are broke. She already knows you are broke. Don't come there and say, no, she knows. What she needs is for you to give her encouragement that this is not how it will always be. That this boy has game in him. Oh. This boy has game. Oh. Forget now. Oh. So I didn't just present the phone like that. Unfairly used phone. I gathered it from different places. Charger and everything, different place. Battery from here, this one from here. Everything joined. But I didn't just come and give her. We went out for a comedy show in Musa Center. She went to use the bathroom. I changed her SIM card from her own phone into the phone I bought for her. And hid it in her bag. So when she got back to the hostel, I now called her in the night. Phone was ringing from her bag, but it wasn't her ringtone. She said, which phone is this? They say, it's your bag. They say, but she said, it's not my phone. They told her, pick the, open them now. So she opened and saw that I had put her SIM card in a new phone. Hallelujah. And guess the ringtone is James Bond. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. No, no, no. Because I'm bad like that. Hallelujah. And with women, it's not about the gift, it's about the thought you put inside. So she her focus will move from the fact that it was an unfairly used phone to the delivery. But some of you, you just want to buy your wife a perfume. You just say, Nne, follow me, let's go to the chemist. Let's go and look for perfume. You know you have been complaining of perfume. Let's go. Nah. Put some effort. Put some effort in the delivery. A woman likes to know you are thinking about her. She likes to know you are thinking about her. So you want to buy her perfume? Just buy it, wrap it, but don't just go and don't just come and meet her and say, see perfume. Start to spray. Spray it, let me see. Buy it, wrap it. I remember I told you, romance doesn't cost more money. It's the same thing we're going to do, but just do it in a special way. So you buy the perfume, buy it, wrap it. Go and hide it somewhere she will see it. Maybe if she's somebody that cooks a lot, hide it in the kitchen. If it's somebody that drives a lot, hide it in her car. I've done this for my wife too before. Perfume. Hide it somewhere. So one day she'll be cooking. Or she'll bring something. She just sees something that is wrapped. And there'll be a note on it that I know you will find it the way I found you. So. So, it's ordinary perfume that everybody has been giving. But your own, the delivery. You brought it in bullion van. Are you here, somebody? It's the delivery. So, you have made a big drama out of just perfume. That everybody buys for their girlfriend everywhere. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what romance is. So, R for women is romance. So, everybody, whether you're single or married, you need this book. Even if you're husband and wife, both of you need your own copies. A to Z of marriage. Who will I give this one to? You come. You've been raising your hand since. But have I given any man anything today? Have I given him? Just only one. Let me come. Come. I've already called you. All right. But the point is, go and buy outside. Go and buy. Go and buy. Then I have this one. All year round for men and women. This one is classic. This is me coaching you. You hear all the things I said now. This is me coaching you for one full year.
You don't even need the ideas. I'm supplying the ideas. 1 full year, coaching you what to do to your wife to make her happy all year round. My wife too wrote for women all year round. How to keep your husband happy. 52 tips for 52 weeks. So every, you look like a bad boy. You look like a lover boy. They won't know I'm the one coaching you from behind. And apart from the book, I'll be sending you emails to remind you each week on the step to take. So it's for those that are in relationships or those that are married or those that plan to marry one day, anyone, you can just have it all year round. It's a special pack, special gift pack, comes with a lapel pin and different things. So it's a classic book. Anybody should get this, like one of my best books, classic. I want to give a couple here. Which couple is dressed in Anko? Any couple dressed in Anko, stand. No, this one is not Anko. It's not Anko now. I want any couple dressed together. I can't see what you're showing me. Oh, come. This is what I'm talking about. Ah, you came late. Ah, yeah, see, come. You guys should get me one more copies. I'll give all of you. How many of you are feeling this? Turn around, let them see. See what I'm talking about. See, it doesn't take so much to make your spouse happy. Men don't understand those things. It's very simple. Just a little effort can make a world of difference. Good. So, congratulations to you two. Well done. Thank you. Yes, let me give this couple. Thank you. And they're wearing jeans too. It's a jeans design. God bless you guys. Praise God. So, the point is this. Invest in your marriage. Buy books, buy messages, attend seminars. Are you here, somebody? Proverbs 31. I have just 5 minutes to preach you the remaining message. I've been preaching since. Hope you have been learning. I've been preaching. So, the point is this, guys. We see people invest. Wherever you invest, you get returns. Some people, their wedding was glorious, but their marriage is not glorious. It's very simple. They invested in the wedding. They got event planner. Got this one, decoration. The wedding was glamorous. Marriage, a sham. It's where they invested. So what, where are you investing? You want to have a great marriage. Have you read any book at all on marriage? Have you learned anything about the opposite sex you want to go into a relationship with? Because this is what frustrates men and women. A man and a woman are 100% different. In June, we are doing marriage month in June, and that's what we are focusing on. It's titled Pink and Blue. A man and a woman, we're not even made from the same material. They made man from dust. They made woman from rib. They're not even the same creatures. That's why many marriages are frustrated. Because you don't talk the same way. You don't think the same way. Invest in knowledge. Or else frustration will be disturbing you. So in the first service, we looked at the couple that I said our relationship goes in the Bible. And they are from Proverbs 31. So in the first service, we looked at the Proverbs 31 man. If you're a man in this church, and you, whether or not you are in first service, the message is free. Go and get it. You need to hear the first service message. All right? I dealt with Proverbs 31 man. In this service, I will deal with Proverbs 31 woman. This couple, they're a power couple. This is how every couple should desire to be. We must do a Proverbs 31 man and Proverbs 31 woman. So let's start. Proverbs 31, I can't read everything like we did in the first service. So where did they start talking about the woman? Verse 10. Proverbs 31 verse 10. I'm reading NIV. It said, a wife of noble character, who can find? It means they are scarce. Do you understand? It's a virtuous woman who can find. It means they are what? Scarce. There are many fine women. There are not many virtuous women. I know many of you are saying, oh God, let somebody find me. To be honest with you, as a pastor, I can't lie for you. There are many fine women in Nigeria. There are many fine women in Lagos. There are not many virtuous women. That's the problem. So it's a virtuous woman who can find. If a woman, don't be angry. The whole service is for you. In the first service, I talk to men. So it's not, I'm not being, what do you call that? Yeah? Partial or biased or whatever. I'm not, first service, I talk to men. So this service, I'm talking to you to look like you're the only one here. We don't have enough virtuous women. We have fine women. Not many virtuous women. It's a virtuous woman who can find. They say her price is worth more than rubies. Some women, their price is just chicken, meat pie. Say, this one, you can't bribe her with any amount of money. See what they said. They say her husband
Her husband's heart fully trusts in her. He has full confidence in her. Trust in her. He said, and he lacks nothing of value. He said, she brings him what? Good and not harm. What? All the days. Listen, women, listen. You must start preparing yourself if you're not married. If you're married, you must start working in it. Your entrance into any man's life should increase him. It's not a, I'm not the one that cook it up. It's what God said. God said, he that finds a wife has found what? A good thing. So the question is, are you that kind of wife that they were referring to that is a good thing? He that finds a wife has found a good thing. He said he will start to enjoy favor. He said a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband's head. What that means is that he might be a prince when he meets you, but when you enter his life, he becomes a king. That means he will rise in what he is in your life. I can never express the amount of impact my wife has had. When I was single, everything was not like this. From when she entered my life. And listen, women, men are transactional. If they marry you and things go down, they will call you a witch. I can't count. Some of you have already heard it before. I can't count how many times I've seen men say, am I down my everything? Men are transactional. If you enter their life and things are not going well, they will think you are the problem. And you know, men can be babies. That's why you call them baby. They can be babies. They will just feel it's your fault. They won't know it's their own fault, but they will think it's your fault. So as you're entering a man's life, you must start praying ahead. Because that's what the Bible says, that a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Your entrance to his life should increase everything. Men can be babies, or they will grumble. You enter their life, everything starts going down. They will say, you are a witch. I'm telling you real life. Oh, these are cases. I'm a counselor. These are things I'm handling. No, it's not that it's not hypothetical cases. They are real cases. He marry you, finish. Business, they boom. Then he marry you, business begin, go down. You are the witch. So you must be prayerful. You must make up your mind that any man that marries you, any man that you enter his life should go up. I can never. I love my wife. She has totally transformed my life and ministry. All my dreams. I had dreams to write books. I had dreams to travel the world. I had dreams to run a ministry. I had dreams to run an impactful church. When she came, those were the things she kept asking me, what are your dreams? And she said she sees it as a life mission to see that all those dreams come to pass. She sees her marriage to me as a ministry, as her own ministry, to make sure I fulfill my dreams. As a woman, that should be your desire when you get married. That's what this guy said, that she does him good all the days of his life. One of the things my wife does for me is that she prays for me. She prays for me. And many women say, but I don't know what to pray for this stupid man. He's always annoying me. Well, my wife has written this book called Shail, the Prayer Journal for Women, How to Pray for Your Husband. So she wrote scriptural prayer points, because some people don't know what to pray for their husband. She wrote scriptural prayer points to pray for your husband. So every married woman here, you must have this one. When that man, if the man is behaving well, pray for him. If he's behaving unwell, still what? Pray for him. It's still prayer that you need. Sweetheart, you're married, Abby. Where's your husband? He's not behaving well. I'm joking. Come. I'll give you this one. Walk slowly. Oh. Can we clap for her? I thought you would clap for her. You are not even. Thank you. So be praying for him. He's the one that causes your condition. Pray for him. Are you getting what I'm saying? All married women, you need to get that kind of book. Learn how to pray for your husband. Let's continue. Verse, what are we in? Verse 13. It says, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. Kai, he said, she gets up while it is yet night, and she provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. I need water. He said, she considers a field and what? Buys it. Can you see this woman? He said, out of her earnings, she plants what? A vineyard. That's investment thinking. He says, she sets about her work what? Vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds up the distaff and grabs the spindle. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Because women are too stingy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for bed. She's clothed with fine linen. Her husband is respected at the city gate because of her impact in his life. He said, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. He said, she makes linen garments and sells them.
She supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and what? Dignity. Why are they describing my wife? What's the problem? She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom and faithful instruction. Is in her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household. With all these businesses, she's still strong on the home front. He said, and does not eat the bread of what? Idleness. There are some of you here. All the posts on Instagram, your like is there. I'm telling you. That's idleness. Every post, I see your comment and your... is that your work? Those people, they are working on Instagram or you are playing. It says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, he what? Praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Listen, as a woman, just because you are taking care of family doesn't stop you from also prospering financially. And if you're the type that's already prospering financially, that doesn't mean your family life must go down. As a woman, you have been given the grace to multitask. You have been given the grace to do more than one thing at the same time. This woman here was able to manage to succeed financially and still succeed in her family life. There are many girls just sitting down waiting for somebody to come and marry them, not doing anything. Build your business. Some of you will be amazed. You might be the one that will really support your husband when the time comes. You might be the one that will actually support that home financially when the time comes. Maybe his job might take time to catch up. But instead of you to be building your life, you're just waiting for somebody to come and marry you. This is why we have too many delayed marriages. Start building yourself. Build a business. You have the capacity to do so. This woman, see all the businesses she was doing. We didn't hear any time that she was stressing her husband for money. She was blessed by herself. She was taking care of the home front. Don't be so busy. Don't let these people of this world tell you, as a woman, it's only work. You too should work. Yes, work. We know you are gifted in office work. You are gifted in business. But don't let that reduce your family life. God actually graced you to handle the boats if you want. God graced you to do it. God graced you to take care of the family. At the end of the day, as a woman, is you God trusts with the family. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because feminism and co are trying to deceive women to think, it's not right. Fight for your place. When you are fighting with somebody you are superior to, so you are demoting yourself. Because you are more gifted than a man ordinarily. For you to be trying to be him, you are demoting yourself. You are better than him. You were given. See, it's you God trusts with the future generation. You don't even need anybody to tell you. Biology alone has already implicated you. It's you God gave the womb. Womb is not optional. They don't say when you marry, you push to choose. You born one. They gave the woman what? The womb. God is saying, I trust you to take care of children. And he didn't just give you the womb, the physical capacity to carry children. He gave you the emotional capacity to carry children. Because it takes emotional capacity. If now man, they born, if every man born one, they won't born again. After that 9 months of not being able to move around, 9 months of not being able to play football, 9 months you can't gist your friend, you can't play, you are spitting, you can't eat. Then you now push. You won't do it again. In fact, many people won't even do it. When they hear from their friend, how it was. My brother, I'll go steal somebody, baby. I'm not going to go. The wall are too much. I see my friend. The thing finish him. But for you women, you know what God did? Apart from God giving you the physical capacity to carry children, he also gave you the emotional capacity. That's why you see women, they will say, I won't do it again. See what they do. I won't do it again. 9 months after, what happened? She has done it again. She has the capacity to do it. God gave you the emotional capacity. And see what God also did. Apart from giving you the womb to carry the baby, he gave you the breast. He gummed it on you. Two. It's not detachable. Me, you can't share it. You can't share it. You say, hey, husband, you should take one. We are equal in this marriage. You take one, I take one. If it's men that have the breast, the children's food, a man will go to work and forget that his child has not eaten. They say, Jethro, come home. Come, you're beginning. Never eat. Sorry. Look around. The woman will still be going to work and still be having time to express and to breastfeed. They gum the breast on you. It's not detachable. What it means that God is saying, look, among these two people, is you I trust. If you have something precious, if you have two staff and you have something precious, who will you give the precious thing to keep? It's the one that what? You trust. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have two staff. You have something precious you want to give them to keep, a precious document. You have one that's always misplacing everything, always forgets himself where he is. They have another one that is very put together, very calm, very thoughtful, very careful. Who will you give it to?
The careful one. So women, it's you God trusts with the next generation. It's not, you don't drag with a man. You are not the same as a man. You will never be the same as a man. God trusts you. Don't throw away that trust. So while you are prospering financially, because you have capacity to prosper financially, also make sure you take care of the home. And look, the man that God blesses you with, make sure in your lifetime, make sure in your lifetime that all his dreams will come to pass. He should not fail at your watch. Are you getting what I'm saying? Protect him from himself. Because men are very self-destructive. When you marry, you find out that he's really your baby. You know, you call him baby. He's really your baby. Because do you know why God brought women in the world in the first place? Do you know, remember why? Genesis. He said, we make him a helper. See, ladies, we need you people. We need help. We form big boy, we form brag, we form bold. Eh? But last, we can't do life without you guys. We can't do life without you guys. God said, God looked at Adam, he pitied him. Pity that I'm roaming around the bush, chewing grass. It's pity. Because before that time, everything God made, God said it was good. God made star, say it was good. God made sun, say it was good. God made river, say it was good. When God made man, he looked at him. Then. He told his people, it's not good. It's not good that this man should be alone. He said, I'm going to get him a helper. He needs help. So look, ladies, even if we don't tell you often, we need your help. So when you come into a man's life, it's not just to eat. You're not just a biageli. Apart from you eating, make an impact in that man's life. There's something about the woman that loves a man and prays for him and helps him. His life will never remain the same. And last thing, before I close, towards the end, you notice what they said. They said, charm is deceitful. That's what the husband said. The husband said, charm is deceitful. He said, beauty is vain. He said, but a woman that fears the Lord, she was a spiritual woman. I have a book I'm writing. I don't want to annoy anybody, but I have a book. She was a spiritual woman. With all these things going on, her secret was her spiritual life. They mentioned it here, that beauty is vain. Charm is deceitful. He said, a woman that actually knows God, a spiritual woman, she shall be praised. If you are here and you're a couple, we're looking for couples to host connect groups in their homes. It doesn't mean you have to run the connect group, but you want to provide your home. Your family, you want to provide your home for the connect group. Please, we need volunteers for that. You see, when two spiritual people come together, this is part of what you should be doing. You should both see your coming together as a ministry, as an opportunity to serve. I want to ask, if there are couples here today, you think you can give your home for a connect group, please, can you raise your hand? Any couple like that, any family like that? Please raise your hand well. Please just, are there cards to give them? There's nobody that has the cards. Is that the cards? Give them quickly. Give them. If you're a family, you're a couple, you want to give your house, just raise your hand well. You want them to stand. They're seeing them. Raise your hand well. You want to give your house as a connect group. The connect group will meet like once or twice a month. So something like that. On weekends. So you believe you can give them your house. That's what every family should be doing. Inviting God to your house. Hallelujah. So when you look at Proverbs 31, for me, this is my relationship goal. This is the kind of couple I want to be. I want to be a successful man married to a successful woman. Power couple. Somebody gets what I'm saying? It's a sweet marriage where you and your husband can be talking and say, hey, baby, please just wire me 10 million quickly, please. I'm at the bank now. Just wire me 10 million. I want to do one transaction. Wouldn't that be nice? And she's not afraid of what you are doing because she trusts you and you trust her. Are you here, somebody? I pray for you, all the women here. You will be a crown to a man's head in the name of Jesus. Whoever God sends into your life, or whoever he has already sent into your life, by virtue of your presence in their lives, they will climb onto their kingship in the name of Jesus. Your husbands will be notable in the city. In the name of Jesus. You will do him good all the days of his life.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Before I go, two quick announcements. Father, I pray for every woman in this house today. I pray that these women will be Proverbs 31 women, and the men too will be Proverbs 31 men. That everyone in this church and under the sound of my voice will become those kind of relationship goals. Will be successful men married to successful women. Will raise godly seed in the name of Jesus. Will have the kind of marriage that will make people proud. The kind of marriage that will inspire people to marry in the name of Jesus. Lord, help your daughters to be virtuous women. Help your men to be also virtuous men in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. You can't be...
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.